I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The White House wants Congress to reform federal student loans as public and private college tuitions keep rising with the burden of student debt rising alongside. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on proposals that include new limits on borrowing and changes to loan forgiveness and repayments.
Americans' total student loan debt has reached $1.5 trillion. And Greg McBride at Bankrate.com says most of that is from federally backed loans.
The government is on the hook for about $1.2 trillion, which is a nice way of saying all of us taxpayers are on the hook.
More than 15% of borrowers are now in default, and the White House wants to rein in lending, in part by capping federal loans to grad students and parents. Rob Franek is editor of the Princeton Review.
Will that then channel students into high-interest private loans? And then I have some real concerns.
The White House also wants schools to have more financial skin in the game by sharing the cost of student loan defaults, says Mark Kantrowitz at SavingForCollege.com.
Where's the college going to get that money? Well, they'll get it from increasing tuition.
A Senate committee is working on similar proposals to cap borrowing and streamline income-based repayment plans. Legislation could reach the full Senate by summer. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.